what are we looking at? We are looking at a website called Zillow. Now, relax, folks. I don't own any stock in here. I don't get any kickbacks. But it's a tool that is not as good as it used to be, in my humble opinion, at least for what we're trying to do with it. They keep adding more and more and more and more and more and more features, and it keeps getting harder and harder and harder to find out what you're really interested in. And that's the price of places that are selling, or potentially you might be wanting to sell your house, or you're looking for a neighborhood. Now, the real estate agents hate this place. They just hate Zillow because Zillow is trying to sort of sneak in front of them. And they'll tell you how horrible it is, but they'll also put their name on there and try to get business from it. So what are we going to do with it? Well, we're going to take a look at what happened during the Great Recession and how what happened to housing prices at the time. And it's not as easy as it used to be. So I debate whether I actually should use it anymore, but I'm going to. So we're going to take a look at a few houses in Chula Vista. And notice it remembers that I just looked at this house right here. So let's go to that house. Now, with all this stuff here, it's hard to see all these pictures and stuff. That's not what we're interested in. We're interested in what they think it's worth. And here it is down here. Using their algorithms about given recent sales and transactions, they believe it's worth almost $500,000, $482,986. Now, of course, when you go to sell or go to buy, there's always room for negotiation. So they call it their Zestimate or Z-estimate. Right? And they tell you if things are going up or down. And there's the range, 459, 507. So it's definitely an estimate. Now, what I'm interested in, what we want to take a look at, is what happened. So we have to scroll all the way down all this stuff that's really not that important. Tell you it was built in 2001 with the HOA fees. And I guess that's important right there. But here, this is what we're interested in. I wish we could just make it big, make it go down, but we can't. Whoops, I just lost it. Oh, darn it. How do I get back? Oh, darn. My apologies. It's so incredibly chock full of information that's not important. Here it is. We're going to take a look at the price history. And some of this price history is very suspect. Okay, can you see that now? I apologize. I wish I could get rid of all this, but I can't. So the last time it was sold, and this one you can believe is a solid sale, it was in 2015 for $385. And they're saying now it's worth $482. But watch what happened beforehand. They were trying to sell it back in 285, listed for sale, and then they removed the sale, and then they finally sold it. But in the depths of the Great Recession, it was not sold. This is a foreclosure for $248. But look at what happened. Now, I don't believe that number either, $411. I don't believe that number either. That was what they... public record, that's probably what it was what it was foreclosed at. They said it was worth $411, but that's not really what happened. Here's when it was actually sold. This is a good number. So while the housing market was exploding, this thing sold for $455, and now it's worth $482. And in the meantime, it had gone down to $248 and they weren't able to sell it, and they finally did get rid of it at $250 in 2009 in the depths of the Great Recession. Now let's see the complete price history, and what we'll see is it skyrocketed when it was sold originally in 2000 for a little under $200,000 to $449 in 2004, $455 in 2006, while the housing market was exploding. So it has taken, 12, 13 years for prices to get back to where they were before the Great Recession. Yes. So now let's take a look and see if I can do this without messing stuff up. This is not easy to use, folks. It used to be easy. Nope, there it goes. I can't do it. Let's go back to... Close. There it goes. Now let's take a look at another place. And this one's even more dramatic. This is a duplex. And folks, by the way, don't knock on these people's doors and say, hey, do you know Professor Biano uses this? No, I don't know who these people are. I was just, during the Great Recession, I was just looking at all the foreclosures along the, as much as I could, and just watch it. You could shake a stick, and they were just unbelievable. People just losing their houses left and right. And so these are just ones that I've kept track of and used in my classes. So again, here's, it's a duplex. It's right by the trolley station. By the other one was by the college. I forgot to tell you. This one's right by the Palomar trolley stop. And this is saying this thing is worth $542. Watch what happened to this guy. So again, we're going to see if we can get the darn down to the, finally we get the information about what we're interested in. Price history. It foreclosed at about $197. That's not a real sale. Here's the real sale. Yeah, they foreclosed in November of 2009, and they just put that number there because they had to. They didn't know what. But the bank was actually able to sell it in February of 2010 for $225. It had sold in 2007 for $570,000. So this place hasn't even gotten back to where it sold at the height of the great housing bubble. And look at that, between it goes back to 1999, even though this place was built in like 1960. It was sold in 1999 for $170,000, and then 8 years later, $570,000. So what happened? A lot of people lost a lot of money, folks. Whoever put the down payment, maybe they put down $70,000. We don't know. We'd have to go to the, it's all public record. We could go to the county office admin building and find out, or Chula Vista building. So maybe they put down $70,000 and got a loan for $500,000. So their $70,000 is gone. They walked away. It went into foreclosure. The bank now has a house that they have a mortgage of $500,000, and they're only able to sell it for $225,000. So you see why the banks were bailed out? They lost hundreds of billions of dollars on these houses because people just walked away or foreclosed or whatever. So this one hasn't even gotten back to where it sold at the height of the bubble. Now let's go take a look at one more. And this is a more upscale place. Okay, where is this one? Oops. 1132 Augusta Place, Chula Vista. There it is. Now, this is a high rent area. This is near the golf course out there by East Lake, or actually not Otay Ranch, right? You know where it is, out by the big shopping mall. They think it's worth $1.179 million. So let's go down and see. Almost $1.12 million. Come on, sweetie. All right. And let's take a look at the history. It used to be so easy, folks. I apologize. Maybe this is the last time I'll ever use this thing for class because it's so bizarre. You can play with it. And of course, if you make the screen bigger, it makes life a lot easier. I need to keep the screen small so it doesn't make huge files. So let's go to overview. Here we go. What the seller loves about this home: facts and features. It was built in 1990. It's got central air conditioning. It's a gorgeous house. Where's the price here? So the last time it sold, $251,000. So that was at near the bottom. The bottom was about 2013 or so. It started to come back. So here they was trying to rent it. Here they're trying to sell it. This was a sale, 2010. Back on the market. Pending sale. Listing for sale. So this person's in trouble. 2010. They're trying to get rid of it. And they were able to sell it in 2010 for $675,000. But then look at 2004. $1.25 million. Somebody paid $1.25 million, and then 4 or 5 years later, went through bankruptcy, went through foreclosure, and walked away from the house. And then 2001, it was sold for $637. I don't know if I trust that one. I trust it. Because there was a bit of a dip in 2001 or so, but not much. But 1999, $725. 1998, $600. Not sure about these. But look, when it was originally sold for $410. And so, yeah. So this hasn't even, this place, along with others, have not even gotten back to where they sold at. And this wasn't even the top. 2004 wasn't even the top. Late 2006, early 2007 was the top. So it was $1.25 million, and you can get it now for But look at what happened. The person who got it for $725, $637, $650, whatever one of these is correct, is, I'm sorry, up here, 2010 or so, for $650. See what they bought at the bottom, right? They were able to come up with the down payment and buy at the bottom. So we hope now you will start taking a look at houses that you're interested in, remembering that this thing is very, very, not very accurate, very squishy. So when you actually go start looking, it's going to not be what you think it is, but it'll be close. It's just a tool to play with. And it also shows, however hard to read, what happened to hundreds of thousands of people. Upwards of 2 million is the estimate, but nobody knows for sure, people in the Great Recession. Okay? Okay.